Okay. All right. Parashas Emor, of course, has the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So I'm not going to talk too much about Lag BaOmer, which is tonight, although there's a lot, of course, that can be said. Lag BaOmer is obviously a milestone within the count of 49. The Sfarim Kiyadua talk about Lamed Beis being, you know, one part and then 17 the other part. Lev Tov, probably heard this, right? Lamed Beis, Kavod is 32 and then 17 is Tov. Okay, this all Varim, you know, you do him, I hope. But just about the mitzvah itself of Sfiras HaOmer. So the obvious question, you read the Pasuk, is the Pasuk says, Sfartim Lachem, in Machras HaShabbos. It starts by saying you should count 7 weeks. Sheva Shabbos HaSpinimos Tiyena, Ad Machras HaShabbos HaShviyis, to the morrow of the seventh week, Tisperu Hamishim Yom. And the question is obvious. Where is there Tisperu Hamishim Yom? We're counting 49 days, which is 7 weeks. So what do we make of the words Tisperu Hamishim Yom? There are a lot of different ways to learn Pshat in this Pasuk. For example, Rashi and Chumash has two suggestions. She'll always start with Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says, number one, Rashi inverts the Pasuk. He reads it as if it would say, Ad Mimachwas HaShabbos HaShviyis, which is Hamishim Yom, in other words, Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal, you should count. Tisperu. That's one pshat of Rashi. Again, Ad Machas HaShabbos HaShviyis Tisperu below Ad Bechlau Vehein Arboim V'tisha Yom. That's the pshut of Shulmik, Rashi says. And the Medrash that Rashi quotes is another pshat, that Chamishim Yom V'Hikravtem, that the Chamishim Yom doesn't go on the Tisperu, it goes on what it says afterwards in the Pasuk, that on day 50, you know, Chamishim Yom is like Yom Chamishim, you offer the Shtei HaLechem. These are two pshatim that Rashi brings. The Rush, at the end of Masechta Pesachim, the very end of Pesachim, where he mentions a bit about Sfiras HaOmer, he quotes both pshatim of Rashi, and he doesn't like either one, and he has another pshat, the Simen Mem in Arbi Pesachim. The Kasha of Yesh Makshin, Simen Mem, Yesh Makshin, Kim and the Kra Kama, Tisbu Hamishim Yom, Lama Einan Amonim, El Kesha Barboim Yom. The Docha Kim Lefarish Apostle, Ad Mimacho as a Shabbos, Shehu Yom Hamishim Tisperu, Wam Shat, Inami Hamishim Yom, Avi Kraftim Debaste Koi. The Hamishim Yom, Avi Kraftim. The Lee Nere, says the Rosh, another Pshat. She ain't on a Tzvichim with Doch, Chukos Halalu. These are all Dochic Pshat. Kevin de Kasa Bebe Hedach Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach, and whisper Yosem Shiva Shavuos, and we Tisbu Hamishim Yom Lo Kashamidi, Shekain Derech HaMikra, Kishimagia Aminim L'Schum HaSiris, and you get to the number 10, in the series of 10, Pachas Achas Mona Osa B'cheshman HaSiris. It gets rounded up to the closest number of 10. And Avdafka, in other words, it's close enough, and you say Hamishim, Kayotzi Bo, brings Kol Nefesh Bo Mitzrayim Shivin. So it's really 69. So the answer is, we have other answers in the Midrashim, because it's rounded up to 70. Aboim Yakenu, how many Malkus? 39. Aboim, so too. Chamishim Yom, it's rounded up. Just, there are other suggestions. The Meshech Chachma has a very interesting suggestion. He says that what does Tisperu mean? We know we find the word Tisperu here. We have it also by the years of Yovel. We also have it by Zav and Zava. But it means different things, of course. When it comes to Zav and Zava, there's no mitzvah to count the peh. It's just to keep cheshbin, to know that should be shibidakiyim. Here, there's a mitzvah to actually count each day. So he says, because what is counting about? Counting is to designate a day as being unique and distinct from the day before, the day after. So in terms of Zav and Zava, that is fulfilled through the fact that the day passed and she didn't have any emissions. So the fact that it's Shiva Nekiyim, so that means she counted because each day has its status by definition because of whatever makes that day unique in that respect. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, for example, so what would make it a Sfira? And the day came, the day went. Like what's the Sfira exactly? So obviously it would have to be the Peh. That's how we know. He wants to say, well, you know, you have to be over the Peh because by saying this is day X, that's a way of fulfilling Sfira, because that's what makes the day uniquely designated. because otherwise there wouldn't be anything to mark it. Says this Meshachachma, but on day 50, you have, of course, the Yantif of Shavuos, the Mikra Kodesh. So the very fact that you're designating it in the way that you do to observe Shavuos is the kiyum of Sfira of the Chamish, of Yom HaChamish. So Mela, it's in fact, Pshat is correct. Tismu Chamishim Yom. It's just a different type of Sfira on the 50th day than the Sfira of the 49 days. 49 days is Sfira B'Peh because that's the only way you can mark off the day as unique and distinct. But since Yom Chamishim is Mikra Kodesh, so that Nihug, the Mikra Kodesh, is the Sfira of Yom Chamishim. So in fact, you Mekayim the Pasuk Tismu Chamishim Yom. That is the Meshachachma. A somewhat similar point is I found in the Sefer Pek Kadosh, that's the father of the Netziv, the son-in-law of Chaim Velazhiner, Yitzchak Velazhiner. He's one that put together Nefesh HaChaim. Yitzchak Velazhiner says that it says Sfatim Lachem. Lachem Midash and Kolachad Ve'echad. That means that everyone, not just a mitzvah based in, not mitzvah based in, it's a mitzvah for every yachid. The Safarta Lecha by Yovel is a mitzvah based in. Since it says Usfartim Lachem, the 7 weeks, so that's a mitzvah of every Yochid. Then it says Tisfru Chamishim Yom, doesn't say Lecha. Therefore, we can't count the 50th day because then we wouldn't be counting 49. Because if it's more than 49, then it's not 7 weeks, because kol yeser cannot do dami. Just like if it's less, it's not that number. If it's more, it's not that number either. But the 50th day could be based in. So there's a mitzvah of Tisparu, and the based in, so to speak, counts day 50, and we count 49. I was thinking just an interesting, another pshat, which I was led to by the Lashon HaRamban, and maybe the Ramban in Chumash as well. And with this, I think there's a tremendous Musar Haskel. Could be the Musa Haskel, could be brought into the other Peshatim as well, but especially striking within the Lashon HaRamban and the Rambam. The Lashon HaRamban and Chumash is as follows. He says, V'hatam b'hem alken tisbru chamishim yom, says it, connects it to the, just what we find by Yovel as well, the same number, tisbru chamishim yom, she yispor, sheva shabosos, tesha barboim yom, the Yekadesh Yom HaChamishim HaNispar V'yado. Kimo Shama V'yoga. The way he expresses it is, Tisbu Chamishim Yom, the Hainu, Sheyispar Sheva Shabbosos Tesha Boim Yom, you're counting 49, the Yekadesh Yom HaChamishim HaNispar V'yado. That's counted, we are holding. The Lashon HaRambam, Tmidin Musafin, in Perek Zayin, he mentions Sfira Sa'omer, Mitzvah Sasei Lishpa Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Miyam Havar Sa'omer. Mitzvah Limnos Hayamim Mashvuos Shem Tisbu Chamishim Yom. In Perek Ches, Beyom Chamishim Misfira Sa'omer V'uchag HaShavuos V'u Yom Atzeres, and so on. Beyom Chamishim Mitzvah Hu Yom HaShavuos HaShavuos. Beyom Chamishim Misfira Sa'omer. What I think the Rambam and the Ramban are both saying is the following. There's counting explicitly, and there's counting implicitly. In other words, there's a Tisbu Chamishim Yom, but the 50th day is a different type of account. Because when you're counting, so everything you said is what you said, but then you're holding by the next number. You just didn't say it yet. So if you're holding by the next number, you counted to that number. So you could always include the last number you counted and say, I counted till that. Or you could say, I count till that and be an ad below ad b'cha. Right? So, therefore, you can say Tisbu Chamishim Yom from the perspective of, because I got 250. And if I got 250, then you mekadesh the 50 hanisper b'yadu. That's what you're holding. You're holding a 50. That's what the Rambam can say, B'yom Chamishim Misfira Sa'omer, because there's a reference point. Because Yom Chamishim is a reference, even though you didn't count 50, you counted 49, but you're referencing back to the beginning, and it brought you up to that point, and now Yom Chamishim from the Sphere. Why is this an important message in Hashkafa? Because we know when it comes to Torah, Gemara Megillah tells us that Yagata Umatsasa, Gata Umatsasa Tam. There has to be a recognition that there's Yugiyah, there has to be effort. But there's also a recognition that after the effort, it's matzasa. Matzasa is like hesach hadas. It just found it. It's not you. You needed to go through all the effort and all the toil and put it all in. But then you recognize this cool siyata d'shmaya. Without the agata, they wouldn't have had it. But it's not you. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately that came through for you, and then you found it. Matzasa, like it was just without effort. And that's, I think, the message of the Yom Chamishi is. In other words, you have to first recognize you do the tisfru, but then don't say you did it all, because then the Yom Chamishi, which is Shavuos, which is now the peak, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu taking you up to that 50. But you have to bring yourself to the level that you're holding at 50. You do that, then Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the Matzasa, which is the 50. So the Torah gives you the sense of Tisma Chamishim Yom Ki'ili, pat you on the back and say, I counted 50. We only counted till 50. 50, that's the Madrega beyond, that's Kulasi Yapidishim.